For MSO New Sports, I'm Tim Kearns, and this is Panther Preview with head coach Andrew Morenci, brought to you by the Gloria Food Store at 268 Rantoul Street in Belleville. For the best in deli pilates, deli meats, calzones, it's the Gloria Food Store. Coach, another tough loss last Saturday to Somerville, a team that came in with a highly rated quarterback and wide receiver, and all the news about them was true.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they had a good day. Their quarterback was, I think, a distinguishing factor. He throwing for 240 yards, four touchdowns. We were able to bottle up their running game and win some field position battles, but he was able to come up with a big play when they needed it. A couple of fade touchdowns in perfect spots. You can tell he's a senior leader, and, you know, for us, it's disappointing to lose a game that was pretty competitive throughout.
So far in the season, 1-4, but every game has been a battle against a really, really tough physical team.
That's right. You know, the kids are obviously, they know their record, and we feel that a little bit, you know, obviously during the week and preparing. The kids are a little down, but, you know, the silver linings are there. You know, we've played, you know, four losses against teams. Their combined record is 17-3. These are all teams that we've been in the game with for, you know, extended periods of time. So we're hoping that if we can get a little healthier and maybe, you know, the ball bounces here and there, maybe this this schedule can kind of work in our favor later in the season and we can make a run. But, you know, again, we gotta win that next one before we can think about that.
Points of late in the losses have been tough to come by.
Yep.
How do you remedy that?
Well, I think that, you know, we have to play four quarters, and I think that the problems that we've had, it kind of pop up periodically more in the second half. I mean, at halftime of each of these games, we were in these games, third quarter, and then you get to the fourth, and I think that, again, that's where, you know, key players kind of rise to the occasion, and we need a couple individual moments late in the game where we have somebody who makes that big play, that big catch, that big interception. I mean, these are the things that kind of been going against us. So, you know, our ability to make big plays towards the end of the game is going to really, I think, push us through this barrier that we've been facing, even though that, like I said, we've been playing team stuff.
It hasn't been a problem of turnovers for the team overall, right? in critical situations. It's just not being able to, as you said, get that final play.
That's right. You know, big third downs this past week for Somerville, that hurt us. You know, us ourselves being able to get the ball and move it consistently. You know, we would get first down, and then that's that next series that maybe we have a hiccup, we have an offsides, we have something that occurs that puts us in a tough position.
Halfway through the season, basically, with five games in, who of the guys, offense, defensively, that have stood out for you?
Well, I do think that our Bobby Adams, Clayton McAlpine, these are key guys that have played well for us on both sides of the ball. You know, Clayton has been a middle back or fullback, and he's run hard every time he's got it. He's blocked. I think he's the best fullback in the league. In middle back, we put it from D end to middle backer this last week to kind of put a spark in our D, and he played well. I think that Bobby Adams at outside backer and tight end has been outstanding. I think Nick Berry deserves a better fate. I think that he's played well. He's a very heady ball player, and, you know, he needs a little bit of help with protection on some pass plays, and I think he'll do fine. You know, then you get, you know, Clark Marchands, who's played well, and you have other guys. You know, this is definitely something we need 11 on every play, but you definitely do see some bright spots, and you do see kids stepping up a little bit and doing their best.
This week, another tough opponent. What's going to be going on for the Panthers?
Well, you know, Danvers, this is one of those rivalry games. So I think that ordinarily you'd be worried about us getting up, you know, coming into this with the record we have. But because it's Danvers, I think our guys are up. There's no doubt about it. You know, Danvers is a team that we have a little bit of a history with lately, where we haven't even, you know, the great teams that Beverly's had, we haven't been able to beat them the last few years. So this is stuff that we think about and maybe something that we can motivate the kids coming in. They don't know, they have a lot of skill guys. Their skill guys are their strength. You know, they have a good quarterback. They have good receivers, good running back. So, you know, it's funny for us. We've seen a lot of teams, I feel like, you know, that have had good skill guys. So, again, it's one of those things, hopefully, for us, because we've been battling these teams that have had tough quarterbacks and receivers and running backs. Maybe this week will be the week where we can come in. And despite the fact that Danvers, like I said, they're very good in the skills, maybe we can have a little bit of a better shot than maybe in week one. So, you know, that's what we're looking at.
Danvers had a very tough game against Lynn Classical last week, and tough not only in terms of the loss, but also tough in terms of the physicality of the game. Colkey went down, and not sure what his status is for the weekend because he went off with a very, very bad sprain.
You know, injuries are a part of it. It's funny you say that because going into Somerville, we didn't have Paulo Feisch, who was our best two-way lineman. He did not play. Foster Smallman, we did not have. Amir got hurt early in the game. So, you know, this is kind of the nature of the beast. Every team is dealing with injuries, and us ourselves, we're just trying to get healthier as well. It looks like we will have Paulo Feisch back this week. We will have Foster Smallman back this week. Amir, we're not too sure. So, you know, I feel for Danvers a little bit. We're all kind of going through that, but it's, you know, this kind of football the way it is.
Okay, Coach, listen, the practice is about to start. Appreciate you stopping by, and good luck this weekend.
Tim, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's been Andrew Morency, head coach of the Beverly Panthers, at this week's edition of Panther Preview, brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.